The voice of the Big Red joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. That, of course, is Barry Leonard, who's in his 27th season in the booth, 25th in the play-by-play chair. Barry, silver anniversary for you in that play-by-play seat for the Big Red. How special is that for you?
I never knew your arithmetic was that good, Nick. It means I'm getting up there in the tooth, but it's such an honor to be involved in some small capacity as this with the football, basketball, and lacrosse programs. But 27 years goes quick, but silver anniversary, we'll take it. I said to Dave Archer the other week, I said, you're in a decade now as a head coach. And he said, don't remind me. And then I did the arithmetic on Dave, and this is his 20th year at the program as a player, an assistant coach, and now a head coach. But 27 years, a lot of memories, a lot of great players, a lot of great games. And again, it's just a privilege to be associated with the Big Red program.
Well, it's always great to hear you on the air and watch you on ESPN+. What makes you excited for this year's team?
What's exciting is, again, this is my 27th year working Cornell football. I can honestly say the unpredictability of such a young, inexperienced team, just how's it going to play out? The media pundits, myself included, got to vote in the preseason media poll. Once again, Cornell was picked eighth. For what it was worth, I picked them seventh ahead of Brown. Maybe I'm a homer, but I just think they have a little bit more than the Bears. But there's so much unpredictability how this is going to play out, because not that Cornell can shock the world and upset the Harvards and the Dartmouths at the top of the Ivy League mountain, but I just think you can't predict what they're going to be, and there's an element of excitement there. Yeah, they have an exciting sophomore quarterback, Jameson Wong. We'll talk about him, I'm sure. They have an incredible middle linebacker who could be an All-American in Jake Stebbins, but outside of four or five players, this unpredictability makes it exciting because you don't know what you're going to get. It's like Forrest Gump's mother said to him in a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get in the box of chocolates, Forrest. And that's the way it is with Big Red football.
That's for sure. You mentioned the youth and the inexperience, and there is quite a bit to dive into with some of that. But, I look at the offensive line especially. Three of the five linemen, Terrence Caldwell at center, Jackson Bradley at right guard, Ty Chirico at tackle, they're all sophomores. What have you heard about those guys, and how tested do you think they're going to be right from the get-go here?
Well, their senior captain on the O-line, Joe Kelly, said that they're coming along quickly. Again, you can't imitate game speed in practice or even scrimmages, but they're going to have to mature very, very quickly. I mean, this opener will be a huge test. VMI led their conference in sacks last year. Cornell didn't let up a sack in the game. They only let up, I believe, 9 or 10 sacks in the Ivy League through 7 league games. But you put all those numbers aside because, to your point, 4 new starters. So I know Joe Kelly is pushing them as a captain to meld, gel quickly. That's one of the keys, not only for tomorrow's game, but for the season for sure, because if you can't protect your quarterback, Jameson's going to be running for his life the entire season.
And Jameson, there was uncertainty with who exactly would be the go-to guy, but on the depth chart, he is the top quarterback. Dave Archer mentioning that yesterday during the Tompkins County Sports Council football luncheon as well. And with Jameson, we saw quite a few glimpses of him, obviously, a season ago, and we know the effectiveness he has on the ground, but he only attempted 40 passes. So what do you think we'll see from him? A little more balance, maybe showing off his arm a little bit more? What do you think?
People have asked me who to compare him to, over 27 years at Cornell. There was a quarterback who had a very similar skill set to Jameson back in the 2007, 2008, 2009 campaigns. This was probably when you were in elementary school, Nick. His name was Steven Liuza. We called him the Raging Cajun, Buck Briggs and I, from Louisiana. And he had an identical skill set. He was almost a run-first quarterback, but when he got protection and would sometimes roll out on bootlegs, he was able to throw the football. I think for Jameson, and he admitted as a freshman, he was mentally overwhelmed by the speed of the game. Now that he knows he's the number one coming into the season, I think he mentally will calm down. The game will come a little bit slower to him, where it was a lot faster as a freshman. You mentioned last year some of his efforts. I know you might have been at that Brown game, the 49-45 shootout. Jameson basically introduced himself to Cornell football in the Ivy League, 101 yards on the ground, 121 yards and two touchdowns in the air. He's just going to have to throw the football a little bit more, but I'm curious to see what Dave Archer and his offensive coordinator, Joe Villapiano, have dialed up for him game by game, because they basically took the off-season playbook and rebuilt it for this escapability factor that he brings to the team, and the ability to run, make people miss. But to your point, he's got to be able to throw just under 700 total yards of offense as a freshman. He's now going to be a marked man in the Big Red offense, and he's going to have a running game to support the run game. You know, the running game could set up the pass, but with Jamison, it's like having a third running back in the backfield at times.
Yeah, that's for sure. Barry Leonard with us here on BTL. Of course, the voice of the Cornell Big Red football team on ESPN, plus the Big Red back at it at VMI tomorrow, 1:30 down there in Lexington, Virginia. You mentioned Jake Stebbins, and I want to talk about him because he's a menace out there for opponents of the team. I mean, among the nation's leaders in tackles, he's got All-American caliber written all over him. What's his ceiling like? How does he put together another brilliant season out there, you think?
He is the latest in a long line of All-Ivy and All-American linebackers. I know they call Penn State at the BCS level, you know, linebacker U. Cornell's had linebacker U at the FCS division. They've had so many great linebackers over the years, and Jake is just the next in line atop the throne. 154 career tackles, just under 17 career tackles for a loss. He calls the signals as the defensive captain. His ceiling is unlimited, and it's going to be quite a matchup tomorrow down in Virginia. Stone Snyder is a linebacker for VMI that's got, I think, 247 career tackles, and they'll face each other, not head-to-head, but on the defensive sides of the ball for their respective clubs. But I think when you game plan against Cornell defensively, the first person you put on your board is you must stop Jake Stebbins. His ceiling, Nick, it's unlimited. And the thing is, he's such a coachable kid, he just wants to get better.
What are the realistic expectations for this team tomorrow, mostly when it comes to the start of the game? Because obviously VMI has a couple of games to its name. Cornell and the Ivy League, they always start this deep in the month of September. So could we see Cornell come out of the gate storming? Is it going to take a little bit for them to get their feet wet? Like, what are the realistic expectations, especially through maybe the first half of the contest?
Well, I think I say this every season when game one comes around for Cornell and the other Ivy League teams. The opponents have had sometimes 2 and 3 football games ahead of them. So they're going to have to, as the expression goes, get up to game speed. You know, VMI is playing their third game. They have a blitzing defense, so it's going to be, you know, get up to game speed. Can you protect Jamison early with 4 new starters on the offensive line and flip it around on the defensive side? They want to run play after play after play. They're an up-tempo, fast offense. I think you'll see some no-huddle in the game, so they have the potential for impact plays. It's really hard to say, Nick, because Jamison is somewhat of a known quantity. You've got Thomas Glover, who obviously is your top offensive threat, a fifth-year wide receiver who was second in the league last year in receptions and yards. But the running game is unknown. You've got a sophomore, Eddie Tillman from Pennsylvania, who averaged 8 yards a carry, but that's a deceiving stat because he only rushed for just over 100 yards total in the season. So they're going to have to get used to the speed of the game. They're going to have to get used to guys in positions where they haven't been before. I mean, the thing about this football team, and I know you've probably talked about this on Between the Lines, they graduated 51 seniors last year, 46 of them were letter winners, 21 were starters, and 5 are all league. That's just a lot to try to recover from and get going early. But you know what, knowing Dave Archer, his mentality, the 4 captains on the team led by Jake Stebbins, their attitude is it's a new season, we're fresh faces, we're going to not go out and shock the world, but we're going to go out and show VMI what Cornell football was. It was a great game at Cholkoff last year.
You basically read my mind. I do want to ask you about Eddie and what we can expect from him, whether it's through conversations with Dave or Joe, because this is a kid who really hasn't seen that much playing time. He's a youngster, only had close to 20 carries a season ago. What are the expectations for him? What are we looking at from him out of the backfield?
Well, right now, by default, he is the feature back since he has the most returning experience in the backfield. He's got the ability, as the expression goes, to give it a little zig, a little zag. You get the ball to him into the flat, he can make you miss. So they're going to try to utilize his speed. He's not a between-the-tackles type of kid. He's pretty frail on his frame somewhat, but again, you know, they've had small backs before with speed and escapability. So I think they want to try to get Eddie into open space and utilize his terrific change of direction and the speed that he brings to the football field.
And real quick, I got to ask you, before we let you run, I don't know if you saw, The Athletic wrote this really great piece on Luke Tasker within the last few weeks or so about how he's kind of following in his dad's footsteps, you know, now making a name for himself as a color commentator for the Ticats. Are we going to have a three-man crew up there in the booth for you guys at some point on ESPN Plus? Is he invited back anytime soon? It'd be great to see him, you know?
Well, I'd actually like to get a fifth year out of him and get him down on the field, catching passes, returning kickoffs and punts. His dad, as you know, is a longtime Bills fan, one of the great special team players in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
And Luke, one of the great players, not only in the history of Cornell, but the history of the Ivy League. He's got a free pass anytime.
We love to hear
it. Pardon the pun.
I didn't even think of that. Very well played. Very, as always, great having you on. And, you know, like I said, 20-plus years at the helm of this. I'm really looking forward to listening to you and catching all the action on ESPN Plus this year. As always, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Pleasure as always, Nick. Good luck with the fall. Bombers, Big Red, Ithaca High, Lansing, you guys cover it all. Best in the biz.